My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the lovely, talented, and always friendly star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. Elena, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing great. You can find the Capitol Steps every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building. You can also go to capitalsteps.com and get their latest CD, Fiscal Shades of Gray. Elena, the president oversees for most of the week. I don't know how often you speak in publicly. Obviously, during the shows you do. Do you generally surround yourself with 8-inch thick plexiglass when you speak?
I don't know. I guess he was very popular in Germany when he went a few years back. But I guess the Germans aren't nuts about people spying on you from the government. So they didn't show up as much this time.
Hard to imagine. Yeah, there were still some good seats still available at that speech. So I guess he's, I don't know if they've done the poll on this, but the old catchphrase on Saturday Night Live is that Germans love David Hasselhoff. So the Hasselhoff favorability numbers might still be higher than the president's in Germany. I don't know.
Somebody said, well, he drew a crowd of 6,000 people, and they said, that's half a Hasselhoff. I think that was either Colbert or John Oliver. I'm not sure.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Well, you know, in addition to being in Germany, he was with German Chancellor Angela Merkel at the G8 summit in Ireland. And one of the big sticking points between Obama and Merkel is that Obama believes in stimulus spending your way out of an economic doldrum. And Merkel, of course, believes in austerity. And she's kind of dictated the terms to some of these countries that are really struggling. So for those who are still awake after that explanation, Elena, this is just riveting stuff and great fodder for comedy.
That's right. Well, let's bring out Angela Merkel right now and hear her take on it from the Capitol Steps.
Here we go.
Hello. I am German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and we have a situation in Europe. It seems that the Germans are the only people not spending too much money, while the rest of the countries were out shopping. The Germans were at home practicing their marching. And now they want us to bail out the rest of Europe. Now, this would really annoy us if we didn't have such a good sense of humor. So, in an effort to raise some funds, I present to you a new musical, Grease. Get your tickets now. Only 12 billion euros. Starring Greek Prime Minister of the Week, Lucas Spanakopita Papadopoulos. French President Francois Hollande. And me, Angela Merkel. Hit it. We won't tell Greeks how they should run their lives, but you cannot retire when you are 25.
We're all in danger, we must make a deal.
It's quite ironic that Greece is the squeaky wheel.
Greece is the worst.
Greece is the worst, is the worst, is the worst.
Now the euro is in trouble and they like to blame the Greeks.
Keep talking, won't keep talking.
An economic bubble cause we work 10-hour weeks.
We keep the money, you bet we keep the money.
We'll send gifts to show remorse.
Not another Trojan horse.
Here's another way to go.
Charge a grand for each gyro.
Greece is frightening.
Go, 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 go.
Oh, Greece is frightening. You're wondering what the Greeks are doing.
Greece frightening, whoa, Greece frightening.
Oh, Greece is frightening. We've always had a thing for ruins.
Greece frightening, whoa, Greece frightening.
We are a real Achilles heel. Greece is frightening.
Mein heart is saying, fool, forget them. As head of state, I should let go.
I'd be rude to
to them. That's what I intend to do.
We're hopelessly devalued, it's true.
Summer days looking so lean.
Spending ways beyond their means.
We just don't know what to do.
I'd surrender if I were you.
There's no doubt we should not bail you out. But oh, maybe China might.
Oh, well, oh, well, oh, well, oh.
Tell me more, tell me more.
Here's the best thing to do.
Tell me more, tell me more.
How about talking to who?
China could save us for sure.
But in an hour, you'd be hungry for more.
China could give Greece a start. They could build a great Walmart.
Someone sane would not save us again. But, oh, we think China might.
Oh, I think you could sell some serious tickets to that musical, Elaine.
I was actually trying to write even more songs to songs from Greece. Like there's that one, "You're the One."
Sure.
Euro the One. Or there's probably more in there.
Oh, a sequel coming. I like.
Right, right. And there's been these Greece sing-alongs in local movie theaters. So.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
I'm glad I avoided those.
But we'll get you our NSA song next week. We tried recording it last weekend, and in defense of the guy singing it, he had to wear a satellite dish on his head, so he didn't get every word out exactly.
At least that's why it happened. I was a little bit concerned that perhaps the NSA heard the song and had some problems with it, so I'm glad it was more of a technical issue.
Well, we're already on their list. We can't get on their list twice.
Well, good luck with that song, as well as all the rest of the numbers this weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Elaine Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at capitalsteps.com. Get their brand new CD, Fiscal Shades of Gray. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.